are listening to Real World News. India, when business takes over agriculture. In the state of Orissa, India, nearly 10,000 peasants have committed suicide in recent years as a result of their inability to face the debts acquired with banks in order to modernize their production, says Nicholas Barla of the Federation for Water, Forest and Land Protection. Orissa is a state located in the east coast of India in the Bay of Bengal. It has a population of nearly 40 million people and it is also India's poorest state. Nicholas Barla arrived in Rome to participate in the negotiations around voluntary guidelines on land tenure, forests and fishery resources that took place ahead of the 37th session of the World Committee on Food Security. His testimony on the effects of what could be dubbed as a second green revolution on the Orissa farmers has no happy ending. Peasant communities in that area had been working following their ancestral traditions. By preserving the soil, seed, and using natural compost on their lands. Let's now listen to the interview with Nicholas Barla.
Yeah, in my state, almost every day, 3 to 5 farmers are committing suicide because of that debt. Because the companies, the banks, and farming process now, they are trying to induce the people to purchase all these seeds, developed seeds, and fertilizers, and all the chemical things. And people are unable to pay the debts. And they are getting frustration, whole family is in frustration, and many of them are committing suicide. In the last 5 years, or 8 years, about 10,000 farmers have committed suicide.
For that reason?
In the state of Orissa, which is a very dangerous sign of the so-called modern agriculture activity.
You are listening to Real World News.